you can just be so cool and calm, and all of a sudden the Spirit of God just sort of changes things. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I thank God for that Spirit that is able to change us and to take the frowns off of our faces and to take the despair out of our hearts and just to give us our hope back. We need to have hope every day of our lives. 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter. I will read again for your consideration, verses 1 through 4. The Bible reads this morning, "For yourselves, brethren, know our interest in unto you that it was not in vain. But even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as ye know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in gold, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. Even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts." Base of our thinking, verse 4. "But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts." Supporting scripture, Galatians 1, verses 10 through 12. The Bible reads, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." On the base of those verses, if you look at your neighbor and just repeat after me, all I want to do is please God. You ought to have a heart for the Lord this morning, that every now and then you ought to be able to feel the presence of God's Spirit. You don't have to be perfect to feel God's Spirit. You don't have to be overly righteous to feel God's Spirit. You can be a sinner, a wretch, undone, but when the power of God starts to move, it has the power to penetrate down through your flesh and touch your very soul. What makes you think we had a mind to change our mind and stop living any kind of way? We have not always been saved. And after being saved, I found out none of us are still yet perfect. The Spirit of God can do what none of us in here are able to do. I don't care how intelligent you are. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how much love you got in your heart. Cannot anybody in here do what God can do for us this morning? And that's why God has given me this message this morning, because I find it to be a personal testimony. All I want to do is please God. Thank you. That should be our desire this morning. To please God. When we consider the blessing that it is when you can come to church when you want to come to church. But when I think about loved ones that I know that want to be in church this morning, but they're not physically able to be here, my heart goes out. Too many times we take our place in life for granted. Surely God is a good God. The Bible declares, and it's no secret, that he created us and made us from the dust of the ground and breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and then we became living souls. And now that we are living souls, every day of our life, David said, every day ought to be a day of thanksgiving. For this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And somebody may not want to rejoice, but don't let that bother you. Don't let that hinder you. Somebody may not want to praise him. Somebody may not want to tell him thank you. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that God has done for me, then I'm not worried about whether or not Sister Davis want to praise him or not. I got to tell God thank you for myself. If there's anybody in here waiting on Kay to thank God for you, you better thank God for yourself. God is a loving God, a merciful God, and God is a God without respect to person. He let it rain on the just as well as the unjust. So don't get the big head and think just because you can say I'm saved and sanctified that you're better than anybody else. That brother, that sister that you passed on your way to church that wasn't on their way to anybody's church, I wonder, instead of talking about them, did you pray God? Lord, to protect them. Lord, keep them. Lord, get them a mind to one day go where I'm on my way going. Hallelujah, Jesus. When it comes to going to the church of God, a lot of times we don't realize why some folk come to church. I thank God and I praise God every opportunity I get, because when I get in the midst of God's people, I began to feel your strength. I began to feel your prayers. And when you have a discernment of spirits, you can feel the spirits of people. And there are some negative spirits and there are some positive spirits. But I thank God that I've learned how to sort of shield off the negative spirits and bring in the positive spirits. And every now and then, if a negative spirit get in and I realize that it's there, devil, you're alive. You better get out of here. Because understand this, you are not exempt just because you love God. You are not exempt because you can declare that I try to treat everybody right. I love the Lord and I love my family and I come to church every Sunday and I do this and I do that. That does not matter. At the end of the day, when you begin to talk to your God, where do you stand with God? We have all kinds of reasons as to why we are in here this morning. And I found out that it's not for me to try to figure out or judge your motives or your well-being while you are here. We have folk that will look at other folk and we try to determine, or we have it in our mind, that we know some things about them that we really don't know. Have you ever seen folk that they get caught up in the Spirit of God, or they just, for whatever reason, you look over there and they're just crying their eyes out? Don't let them cry the whole service. Because if they cry the whole service, you're going to give them more problems than they really got. Every tear is not a tear because people are going through. Sometimes just the fact that I'm back in the house of God one more time and I'm thinking about where I could have been and what's been going on with me. But this morning, even though I'm not perfect, I'm back in the house of God, and just make me feel so good, I just cry. But on the outside looking in, we always try to figure out what they done did now. It's sad, but that's the mentality that we have when it comes to looking at our brothers and sisters in Christ. Can't you just be glad to be glad? Yeah. Hallelujah. There comes a time when you just got to let God have his way in your life. Don't worry about what the neighbors say about you. They're going to talk about you anyway. We talked about last week, it is better to obey God rather than men. And we learned in our lesson this morning, or I learned this morning, that I got to be obedient to what God wants me to do. I can't get caught up into people pleasing. If you are confident that God knows your heart and he is pleased, then you don't have to worry about it. You know how it is sometimes we'll say, And a lot of times when we use this term, we're using it in the form of an excuse. God knows my heart. Well, yes, he did. He knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows the motive. He knows why you say God knows your heart, because you're trying to get out of something. But the same way that he knows your heart on the negative, he also knows your heart on the positive. When you want to do something for somebody, and it, in your mind and in your heart, you really, really want to do it, but circumstances, situations have put a stumbling block in the way, and now today is time to get it done, and you're not able to do it. So what do you do when you can't keep your promise, when you can't follow through on what you said that you're going to do? What do you do then? You got to learn how to trust God. You got to learn how to be just honest with yourself and with the people that you are associated with. It's all right if somebody come and say, I need this. And if you don't have it, it's all right to say, I don't have it. Don't be crazy like me. I don't have it. And I try to get it from somebody else and try to get it to you. It's all right every now and then just to not have it. And if they love you, if they are friend to you, then they'll understand that every time you come, I might not have it, but I'll still be here when you come back. I thank God that I got some friends that may not have the money to give me, but they got a friendship, a bond that I know I got somebody I can talk to when I need to talk to somebody. I know that if I get sick and down on a bed of affliction, I got somebody that's going to come in and see about me. So you got to be careful of the seeds that you sow. Because if you sow the wrong kind of seed, that's what you're going to reap. But if you sow seeds of goodness, if you sow seed of concern, love, mercy, and compassion, that same thing will come back to you. I come to tell you this morning that the reality is anywhere you go, there's somebody that's going to talk about you. They're going to criticize how or what you have done or is about to do. And you got to get it in your mind that as long as you have the right motive as to why you are doing what you're doing, don't try to fight your battle with folk. Let them talk. Let them ponder. Let them wonder. But you just let God be God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to know who you belong to. Because today we're talking about pleasing God. We know what and how to please God. As a minister and pastor, I was reminded to be mindful that pleasing God is the highest priority when ministering to the people of God. When it comes to being a pastor or minister or one that wants to be a helper, you got to understand that the highest priority is not pleasing yourself, not pleasing somebody else, but pleasing God. If whatever you do, if you do it with the motive that I'm going to do this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, and there might be somebody that don't understand, there might be somebody that won't come on board and go with you, but I believe that if you have a mind to go on by yourself, that God will still be right there with you. Jesus said, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. So, in other words, we know this as the golden rule, do unto others as you have them do unto you. If you want people to treat you right, treat people right. Hallelujah, Jesus. We find that Jesus has no respect of persons, and neither should we. We got some folk that if you are not in my clique, I don't talk to you. If you don't do that, if you don't dance in my tune, I don't hang out with you. But how many of you know that everybody don't have to go along with your program? Everybody don't have to go along with what you want to do. Don't you want to hear what somebody else want to do sometimes? We got some folks so selfish, if it's not my way, I don't want to be bothered with it. Anybody know anybody like that? Got any family member that if they can't get their way, they get wind in their jaws? Got any family member that hadn't spoke to you in about 5 or 6 years because they didn't get their way 5 years ago? We got folk at home like that. So now when you come into the house of God, you may as well get ready. Everybody saying, holy, holy. They may love God, but they don't necessarily love you. Everybody in here is somebody. All of us have a past. The Bible declares all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So from the pulpit, choir stand, all the way to the door and up over the upper floor, what can we say that we are better than anybody else because we're in the house of God? No, ma'am, no, sir. We're here trying to get better. We're here trying to learn more about Jesus. I read scriptures that you read a long time ago. But have you noticed that every now and then, even though you heard some of these sermons a long time ago, every now and then you get a little bit something else. Every now and then you get a little better understanding of this scripture. You get a little bit of understanding of how that applies to your life. And then what you have to do is take the word of God, put it in your heart and see how you're going to walk after you get the word in you. Oh, God knows how you walk without the word. Oh, I'm going to leave that alone. When we look at Paul's writing to the Galatians, Paul realizes that I am a servant of the Most High God. Paul realized that I know that I have a history. I know that folk know about me. I got a reputation. Paul realized that most folk that know me know that I was a persecutor. Know that I was one that talked trash about church folk. I don't like church folk. Church folk are hypocrites. Paul was one that said, if you love God, you are a fool. But one day, Paul realized that God was the one with all power. When Paul was converted on the Damascus Road, he realized that something happened that day that he would never, ever forget. In fact, it got Paul's attention, and Paul's attention made him realize that I serve a God that has power enough that can take my eyesight away and give it back when he get ready. So I'm going to have to check myself. Them folk that I've been talking about, that thing that I've been talking about, I didn't know nothing about it. So you better watch your mouth when you talk about the Spirit of God, when you talk about the children of God, when you talk about the works of God. Because everything that you don't understand, that don't mean that it's not right. You better get deep in the Word of God and get a clear understanding before you go telling folk you ain't supposed to do that because this, that, or the other. You better know what you're supposed to do. There are those of us that because we've been sheltered and we just stayed in our little corner, in our comfort zone, and we've never been out amongst other folk that do things in a different manner. You get there and then you get all scared. You wonder, what in the world are these folk doing in here? Well, there's some folk that come in our church and the way we act sometimes, they wonder, what in the world are these folk doing in here? But it's natural to us. It comes easy for us because that's what we know. What I learned was to learn and read the Word of God and to let the Spirit of God just have its mighty way. But Paul realized that as I go through this journey, because I got a reputation, there are going to be some folk that don't want to hear what I got to say. But nevertheless, Paul realized that I got a mission. I got a job that I got to do, and I'm not here to make any friends. Paul realized that I am a child of God. I am an apostle. I am the man of God. And I don't have to make friends. I didn't come to please men. I come to please my God. Paul says here to the Galatians. And then let us look at when Paul wrote these letters. They had a way of the salutation and the greeting. When they opened up the letter, he says, Paul, an apostle. Not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace and peace be unto you. Paul realized that I came here and I set this church up. But now you think you can do what you want to do? No. I got to let you know when you're out of order. I got to let you know that you can't do things any kind of way. You know, we got some folk that if you can't have their way, they'll tip on somewhere else. But I come to tell you, if you go somewhere that's organized, you ain't going to get to do what you want to do over there either. The Bible says do all things decent and in order. Paul says, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. I thank God. I thank God that I have a spirit down on the inside that's bold enough to just say whatever God tells me to say. I got a woman in here right now that done told me a long time ago, boy, somebody gonna kill you some of the things you say in the pulpit. But I hadn't stopped saying them yet. I hadn't gotten killed yet. And if I die, let me die. Because I'm not here to please folks. I'm not here to sugarcoat it. I'm not here to rub you down. You want to rub down? Go to a masseuse. God told me to tell you what thus said the Lord. And Paul said that if I try to please you, then I'm not a servant of God. And I cannot not be a servant of God. Y'all, God been too good to me. Took a little wretch out of nowhere and put him in a position like this. There are a lot of preachers that are like the Pastor Files Chapel. A lot of preachers that are more qualified, got more education and all of that than I do. But God chose me. And I'm not here trying to please Lexington or trying to please nobody, take nobody's members. All I want to do is please God. Just like Paul, in this neighborhood, in this community, I had a reputation. Been talked about and called everything but a child of God. But that wasn't where my strength came from. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I've been standing tall for a long time because God said, I'll go with you all the way. I called you, I chose you, and I'll qualify you. All you got to do is study to show yourself approved. A workman that needeth not be ashamed of the gospel. Because I'll give you the power that you need. Don't worry about making any friends. What a friend I have in Jesus. As long as I got Jesus, everything is going to be all right. I stopped by to tell somebody that I love the Lord my God with all of my heart and with all of my strength and with all of my mind. I come to tell somebody this morning, oh, how I love Jesus because the Lord loves me. I want to please my God. I want God to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I learned how to be faithful. Somebody say you go too much, but I gotta go while I can go. Because there's gonna come a time after a while, if I live long enough, my footsteps are gonna get shorter. My eyes have already got dim, but I thank God. If I couldn't see out of my eyes, God said, I'll be eyes for you. I'll open up closed doors. I'll make a way out of no way. I stop by to tell somebody that the Lord our God is on our side. God has entrusted me with the gospel. And when God gave me the gospel to preach, he said, don't mess with the word of God. Don't add to it and don't take anything away. But tell the people that I live and I am not dead. I can make everything all right in your life. I stop by to tell somebody that all I want to do is please my God. When I look here in the word of God, the Bible said Paul realized when he went down to Thessalonica that those folk were beginning to do things another kind of way. But Paul came in and began to get their mind. Say, don't you remember? All that I had to go through. I've been beat and put in prison. I've been called everything but a child of God. But yet I preach the gospel with contention. I'm going to stand for God while I can. They may say that they don't like me, but I thank God that he loves me. He loves me so much that he gave his only begotten son, that if I believe in him, if you believe in him, you shall have life everlasting. I thank God this morning for the Bible said, for our exhortation was not of deceit or uncleanness. In other words, Paul said, I told it just like it was. I didn't break away from the true gospel of Christ. I said everything that God told me to do. I didn't use any fancy words or get anything to try to get you on my side. I didn't tell you this so you give me something. In other words, Paul said, I learned to go out there and work for myself so that way I don't have to compromise what I got to say to the people of God. And I thank God that I don't mind working a job. I don't mind manual labor because I don't want to compromise. But I want to let Fowl Chapel know that if I wasn't a working man, I still wouldn't compromise the gospel just to please some of you. Because you're going to like me for a little while, but after a while, you will kick me to the curb. But I thank God that when I get out there on the curb, that I'm going to be all right. Because I heard the angel singing, slow down, sweet chariot, let me ride. I'm waiting on my ride. Marlene, I got a ride coming, and I'm going on the glory. If you want to go with me, come on and go with me. For in my Father's house, there are many mansions. In my Father's house, I got joy, unspeakable joy. So I stop by to tell somebody, don't worry about pleasing your neighbor, but please God. For God, I'll live, and for God, I'll die. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All I want to do is please God.